It's Business Baby with Melissa Ambers on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
We are at the Mommy and Me event. And as you can hear, we have Sherry Walter speaking right now. And she's starting it off. As you can hear, she is super hot about Mommy and Me Vision Board Party. So, and it is, you know, full of women and daughters, and they're here to enjoy this event. So, as you can hear again, that is Sherry speaking. It's basically a story. So, stay tuned.
What you and Joan are doing for providing this platform, for creating the atmosphere for mothers and daughters to come together and to dream big, and not just dream big, but to live big, and to show our girls and a reminder to us moms what is available. Because oftentimes in life we go through life and we forget just what's available. So thank you for this time. I appreciate that. I am the founder of Project PUSH. PUSH is an acronym. It stands for Purpose-Led, Unstoppable, Success-Bound, and Hope-Filled. Qualities and attributes that each and every one of you here contain. And those are also attributes that we are constantly in daily pursuit of as well. Project PUSH was rooted in the belief that we as women, we are pregnant. How many pregnant folk in here today? We are pregnant with purpose, pregnant with dreams and visions and ideas and all the amazing things that were divinely imparted in us. But oftentimes we go forth and we don't push and give birth to those dreams. And so we stay pregnant, walking around frustrated and miserable because there's those things we want to do, those things that God have divinely put in us to do, but we don't go forth and give birth to those dreams. And so that is what Project PUSH was rooted in, because I struggled. There was a season in life when I struggled with just that. You know, in addition to the four kids that I really was pregnant with and I pushed out, God had given me tremendous dreams and visions to go forth and to actually connect with and a great purpose, but I scaled back because of fear, insecurity, or doubt. I didn't go forth and push and give birth to those dreams.
If you don't live out that dream, somebody's going to replace you. And somebody else is going to do it. They're going to show out. So you do what you've been called to do. Don't come in here looking cute. I'm sorry. You paid your ticket. I didn't make nobody come. Don't come in here with this facade like we're good. Connect with other women that says, I believe in you, girl. And that's why I wanted to touch you all. This is why when people come in, I greet you and I smile because I'm thankful, because I didn't do it. 3 years ago, I was trying to figure out why was I tanking so hard? Why was this celebrity plan and now trying to figure it out? 1 week, she would have already started. The next week, she would have a way to get to where she needed to get. Why are you doing this to me? I said to God. Why are you doing this to me? He said, because I need to get your attention. And I need to tell you to stop chasing dollars. Start chasing me and the dollars will find you. Yeah. Hashtag that. Yeah. Stop chasing the dollar. Stop chasing the dollar. Millionaire Mommy name was for y'all, not for me. Because I can work it wherever I'm at because my faith pushes this. Whether you come and it was three people, I didn't care because I had to give birth. But because I had something so powerful, you were drawn in. You don't know me. I just got here from Miami a year ago. Houston don't show up unless they know people. Let's be real. And you all scrolling like, well, anybody heard of her before? You don't have to. My spirit found you and said you need to be here. It doesn't matter if you know my name. Joan will tell you, I didn't even want my face on the flyer. Because it's not about me. And I get it. And I want you to get it's not about you. Stop being so selfish that you're sitting on your dreams. Stop being so selfish that you keep making excuses and your daughters are looking at you. Stop being so selfish. Do you want them to live the life you lived? Do you want them to make the mistakes that you made? Let's be real. Answer my question. Do you want them to make the mistakes that you made?
No.
So let's do it for you, for them, and the women. Learn your why. Because it's going to get so hard. I called Neiman Marcus and said, I'm doing an event. I have some good people on here. I'm sending you some clothes. We'll give you some earrings, 15 pairs. Does that make sense? Does that make sense for somebody that people don't know? Does it make sense for my decorator in the back saying, we'll give you all of this? We'll donate it in kind? Does it make sense for my sound guy, Dorian? Met him 3 days ago. I didn't have sound, lights, anything. I got you. Y'all don't understand what I'm telling you. You don't understand. I'm telling you that I started this 2 months ago with nothing but an idea, and God put everything else in place. You're not going to leave here the same way you came. I'm letting you know right now. I ain't going to let you out here looking the same way you came. True. I'm hungry now. I'm not going to let you leave here the same way you came. It would be an injustice. This is not a church service. No, it's not. We didn't want to put it in a church building because half of you all wouldn't come. Yeah. What? They talking about what? Mm-mm, girl, I'm good. This is not about religion. This is not about religion. That is not what we're here for. This is about taking the faith and pushing it out. And if you get the basic concept, it happens in every area of your life. Once you get it here, then it flows in your business. Once you get it here, it flows in your relationships. It's easy. My husband said to me, he's like, man, you real calm. I know. Because usually by 2 weeks in, I'm like, whoa, we need to make some calls. We need to do something. Somebody got something for me. So who got something for me? Who got my money? Who got my stuff? Somebody got something for me. I was calm because I was obedient. Did you hear me? God doesn't set you up for failure. He doesn't embarrass you. He doesn't tell you to go somewhere and then let the ball drop on you. That's not how it works. So if you went somewhere and the ball dropped on you, see if you put yourself in it. See if you were obedient to what you were told to do. So I just had to put this in there. Let me get back on schedule. I'm sorry. We need to do something for our young ladies now. I am going to bring up a
Mama Do Life. All right, well, you missed it. We're doing it, and then it's done, right? Listen, I'm having a good time. I really didn't expect little clicks and switches in my spirit to happen. I wasn't ready for that at all. I just thought we were going to, you know, be moms and daughters and be cute. But something's happening, and I don't know what's happening, because I thought, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, but I'm just going to trust that it's all happening. That song, real quick, that the girl that sings that, her name is Jamie Grace. Has anyone heard of her? Yes, a couple of yeses. Okay, here's the real quick story about her, and it leads into what I have to say about small beginnings. She's from Atlanta. I've got people and property out there, and when she was 11 years old, she was diagnosed with a disease called Tourette's, and it's noticeable. You either make sounds or you make movements, and people can see it. My youngest son has a mild version of Tourette's, and so, you know, as a mom, I get it. But nonetheless, at 16-year-old, she launched her own YouTube page with her little guitar. She's so cute. She's so cute. I have to, Jamie Grace, Google her. She's so cute. And she started singing. And one thing led to another. Little artists would give her little nods, like, that little cute girl, she sings cute. And next thing you know, in 2010, she got signed by Toby Mac. Does that name ring a bell to anybody? Okay, we got some Toby Macs. We're getting there. And he put her on the main stage. And now she travels and she tours and she leads these wonderful conferences, but she started with zero.
Yeah.
No YouTube followers, right?
no Facebook likes. Now she's 8 million views in, hundreds and thousands of followers, but she started with nothing. Her small beginning included probably an insecurity that now she sings about. Isn't that amazing? All right, well, I want to talk about dreaming big and having small beginnings, and I want to tell you about another little girl. She, much like JJ, her situation, the little girl's parents had broke up. And when her parents broke up, some things changed. So, you know, we don't see dad around anymore, but more things than just his presence changed. And one of the biggest changes were that all of a sudden, money for clothes and things like that wasn't really available. So her little pants stopped fitting right. Y'all know. Y'all see the little girls at school and the pants should come to her ankles, but they look kind of like capris, and you wondering, is that in season? Her pants didn't fit. Her shirt started getting too small. All of a sudden, she went from being a normal little girl who could focus in school to getting bad grades because she was too hungry to concentrate. She just wanted to eat lunch, y'all. It was real simple. And in those days, the way it worked was you were able to get in the lunch line only twice a week to get a peanut butter and peanut butter sandwich. Yeah, you heard me. That's a lot of peanut butter. You know how it goes in your mouth? Mwah. I know some of y'all little people like all that. Twice a week. And so she was asking friends and family, you know, can I have that half a banana? You gonna eat that other ding-dong? Do you want that ho-ho? And after a while, people stopped sitting around her because they know she was gonna kind of hijack their lunch, but she just wanted to eat. So one day she was outside playing and she noticed her neighbor had gotten out the car and pulled her keys out to open the door in her home, and $5 fell out of her purse. She picked it up. Now she knew it was wrong. This little girl went to church. She knew it was wrong. That's called stealing, right? Yes or no? Yes? Yes. Okay, so that's stealing. But her dilemma was $5 in those days. Baby, she was gonna eat for like a month and a half. Do you hear me? Like lunch was gonna be good. Ice cream's on Fridays, actually. And so she took it and felt awful. I mean, awful. This is how it looked. She would eat lunch and then cry. And then eat lunch and then cry. And just back and forth, and about a weekend, maybe 80 cents in, she prayed. Because she went to church. As a matter of fact, that same year, she had just gotten baptized. And she said, God, you said you made me. That's what the man says every Sunday when I go sit down in church with my mama. So if you made me, you didn't make me a thief. What did you make me to do? Because right now, I just want to eat. That's what she said. And right there, listen, because I know some of you young ladies, I'm talking to the little people now. We've had the grown-up talks. We talked about words that we couldn't say out loud and pushing from where. Aren't we still trying to figure out the young ladies? Where was she pushing from? Well, I'm having a little people conversation, okay? Right then and there, she started feeling things on her inside. It wasn't flutters and butterflies. It wasn't tickles and caterpillar feelings. It was just something stirring up on her inside. It was kind of a warm feeling. And God was doing something to her. And so right then and there, she started having ideas to buy something, sell something, do something. Which is funny because, I mean, she really just was a normal little girl who just wanted to eat. Don't forget that. This is all about pizza on Fridays, okay? And so she, one weekend when her father came to pick her up, she said, Dad, tell you what, you take me to the store. Let me borrow $10. Don't ask me any questions. I'll pay you back double. She did. She started selling sugar-free candies. She took that money, reinvested it, started buying t-shirts, ironing stuff on, started making earrings. I'm telling you, I personally know this little girl. She didn't know how to do that before she prayed to figure out what was in her so she didn't have to be a thief. That was in the second grade. By the third grade, she had saved $300. That's a lot of money for a second, third grader, right? I mean, that's some good. Anybody, any little people?
on $300? Raise your hand. Yeah, me too. Me too. I see you back there. Me too, Pud. And what was happening? She was discovering herself. She was discovering who, while in her mommy's tummy, God had already created her to be. So by the third grade, the teacher noticed she would sit down in class and have these conversations with the students. Does anybody in school have teachers that give you incentives, rewards? She's raising her hand up for everything. I'm with you, baby. She's like, I'm here. I'm listening. You're talking to little people, and I'm here. I love it. I love it. But where she gives you class rewards or you earn bucks or extra privileges, yes? Okay. She would start sitting down in class and talking to the little people and saying like, hey, hold on. Don't spend all your class bucks on this stuff on this low shelf. She gets that from the dollar store. Hold your money. Hold your bucks. Go for the middle stuff or the top stuff. See, that's the stuff that goes on your Christmas list. That little helicopter, she spent a lot of money on that. And so then one day, she called the little girl's mom for a conference. Uh-oh. Is that ever a good thing? Has that ever been a good thing? Do you get conference calls for good things? That little girl didn't. You get good conference calls? I want to go to your school and I want your teacher. Okay? And there was a big meeting and the teacher just wanted to discuss how this little girl was instilling delayed gratification. And I was thinking, I don't know what that is, but all I know is it sounds bad. And this is a big $20 word for wait on it. Wait on it. And the teacher said, this is amazing. In all my years of teaching, I've never seen a young girl who can do this. She's got my whole class to stop buying off the bottom shelf, which is a problem, because now I'm having to put my teacher budget into this top shelf, so we need parents to start tripping in to this little thing I got going on, because she just changed the game. What was happening? Her gifts were being stirred up. So when we're talking about dreaming and we're talking about pushing on a little people level, it's not always going to look like something super noticeable. It's going to have a small beginning. But that same little girl grew up. By the fifth grade, she had $1,100 in the bank and had interested her daddy on a matching plan. What's that? Listen, try it, listen. You can listen. I know your mama's gonna be like, let me tweet Ebony, she got me wrong. This is how you do a matching plan. Young ladies, are you listening? Are you listening to how the matching plan goes? Mom, yes, baby. Hey, so if I don't spend my money like you always tell me not to, like, let it burn a hole in my pocket, will you, like, match whatever I'm able to say? Sure, Pud. Okay, Mom. Kill him. Get him. Get him. $20. And then she got to come with 20, and then you got 40. Now, start small. Be easy. Be easy. But that's how she did it. And it was great. And I was that little girl. And what I'll tell you is the exact same person I was then, I am now. My whole little time in school, I would just encourage people not to spend their money on things that they shouldn't have. I continued to learn how to get products and sell them in the market and find things to sell and market. And I still couldn't, you couldn't, see, kidpreneurs wasn't a term then. So I didn't know what I was doing, but I liked it. So that's a very small beginning. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says, don't despise small beginnings. Let's talk about what despise means. And if you have this little paper in front of you, it's yellow and gray. Pull it out real quick. We're not going to go too much to school, but we're just going to look at the top of it. Despise is a really, it's a $10 word for just a strong dislike. So hate is a very strong word, and I like to not use that because it's so opposite of love. So we're going to synonym it with despise. I despise Brussels sprouts. Man, I don't care how I cook them, I can't get them down. I just got beets on the list last year. I can successfully eat a beet. Yay. But I despise, is anybody else little people now? Are y'all despisers of Brussels sprouts too? I'm not alone. That is such good news. But we should eat them. We should eat them. They have nutritional value and all that good stuff. Despise also means to dismiss it. Have you ever dismissed a friend in school? They're like, hey, and you're like, hey. Like, you're nothing. I see you every day. Right? Don't forget or overlook it. So these small beginnings, that's your right now. The opposite of despise is love. Now, we use that word really, really wide. Like, I love my dog, right? I love my friend. I love, I don't know. I don't know any cool kid song. Oh, whipping and nay-nay. Am I a song or two late? I'm so sorry. I'm so not cool. That's what happens when you get close to 40. You just, all your cool vibes go. But to love is to appreciate, to cherish or enjoy. So that's what I want to talk about today. Not despising small beginnings, cherishing and appreciating where you are right now. Every lady that stood on this stage had a small beginning. My small beginning was my parents' breakup, was not eating lunch, was running all my friends away because I'm asking for their Twinkies. That was a small beginning, but it made something. And what surprises you is your small beginning always doesn't necessarily look shiny. For the adults, Damon from the Shark Tank released a book called The Power of Broke. That's essentially what happened to me, right? My small beginning was hungry, physically hungry. And you just don't know where your right now will take you. Had my dad never left my mom, not saying that that was something I enjoyed, or that I ever would want to have happen for any other little girl. But I don't know if I'd have figured out who I was in the second grade. So I can't despise that. Does that make sense? I can't dislike that or dismiss that because it's part of who I am today. Let's think about it real quick from the perspective of a brownie. Does anyone in here like brownies? Moms, you're not allowed to raise your hand. We're supposed to set good examples. We're on our diet, and we just got off the Daniel fast. Yay! Are there any little people that like brownies? Yes? Yeah, we're in here. We can still do the caloric thing. It doesn't matter. See, y'all don't even know what caloric meant. Good. But I want you to think. Now, ladies, you got to be with me. Young ladies, queens, princesses, shoulders back, heads up. Let's go. Close your eyes. Oh, I see you focused, girl. It looks good on you. Head up then. Head up. We're gonna make a brownie. Now I want you to think about all these different parts of a brownie. We're gonna start with some eggs. Crack it open. Did you crack yours? Good. Don't scramble it. Put it in your mouth. Ooh, 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 I see that face. Ooh, ooh. Okay. Spit the egg out. Let's go to another ingredient. Vegetable oil. We're gonna need 2 tablespoons. Ladies, put it in your spoon. Take it. Did it go down? No? Kind of tastes like castor oil? Y'all know about that. Y'all don't know about that. Praise God. But if you do know about it, let's try cocoa powder. Because we're making homemade brownies. This isn't a box cake. Have anyone ever had cocoa powder? It's kind of dark. It's not real sweet. Okay, we're, ladies, are you still with me? Young ladies, the moms that left the room. This is we making brownies. Put the cocoa powder in your mouth. Surprisingly, it doesn't taste like chocolate. Okay, let's do a sprinkle of salt. Ready? Sprinkle of salt. What's the face? Okay, but just imagine each one of those as your small beginning to making a brownie. Independently, you would despise those ingredients, yes? But when you mix them up, when you stir it up, when you batter that thing together, ooh, can I lick the spoon, mommy? Isn't that what you'll ask? That's just like your life right now. Don't take any one piece of it and despise the rest of it because it all works together for your good. That's a promise from our Heavenly Father. I didn't say it. I can't make a promise that big. I don't have the clout. I don't have the history. He does. It all works together for your good. So to the extent that now, that same girl with that delayed gratification, international financial advisor, business consultant, travels the world. He took my love for art and all things creative, and now I do marketing and branding and fancy pants stuff. And what's funny is I'm still that little girl like,
God, will you show me how? Because I don't know, and I think he loves that I ask him. Because he created you. Your mommy got the wonderful privilege of pushing you out, but he created you. Before she even knew what you were gonna look like, he knew. He knew what she was gonna call you. He knew you'd be here today too. So it's all of these beginnings that make up something, and I really hope today that we learn to love where we are. Now, on your worksheet, you'll see there's a mommy and me homework moment. You don't have to do it now, but when you get home with your mom, have this brownie conversation, right? What do we have now? What is our small beginnings? What do we have? And what does that small beginnings look like that we can build on together? Maybe dad's not in the picture, like dad wasn't in the picture for me, but that just didn't stop who I am today. And in my own children's lives, my husband and I travel so much that they may not even see dad a lot. So that doesn't stop anything either. We serve a God that is unstoppable. Can you say that with me, please? He's unstoppable. Nothing, no one, no thing, no fear, no hungry tummy can stop him. So what do you need to go from where you were to where you want to go in this dreaming big? You need something that I like to call innovation. I know that's a real big word. But let me tell you who's the best people at innovating. You young people. Innovation requires the ability to not think in limitations. You know how I know you little people don't think in limitations? Because you'll say stuff like, Mom, can we go to Disney World? Without the limitation of finances, days off, right? Y'all don't think about any of that. You have a desire in your mind and you think it. That's what innovation is. I remember being really young and I remember thinking, the best cereal in the world would be if they created this kind of cavity and stuffed it with like peanut butter and put some chocolate on it. And then out of nowhere, they created the cereal and I was like, what? You mean to tell me I could be a serial creator? I could. Had I, like, you know, God would have emailed something real fancy, that probably would have been my idea. And I want to submit to you, young ladies, when you have ideas like that, don't put it on the shelf. It's part of your mix-up for your brownies. I continue to think those thoughts, and now I'm paid to think those thoughts and consult with businesses on those thoughts. Who the funk? It's a lot of thinking, isn't it? I know. Let's start with discovery in this innovation process. Here's what discovery looks like. Look around. What's going on? And moms, you play a critical part in this because sometimes we just, oh, she's cute. Ooh, she talks a lot. She's always dancing. Oh, here comes another one of her plays. That's something. And it's so easy for them to be a part of us because they're with us all the time, right, since birth, right? And that one weekend we might get away from them when grandma or somebody comes and picks them up, then they're right back with us. It's easy to kind of overlook the treasure and the gold that God put inside of them. And then it's easy to kind of be annoyed by it a little bit. Put your cute sit down. Thank you. Don't ask me any more questions. Because Chastity, my sugar bear, is an incessant question asker. Why? Well, I was like, I thought after two, y'all weren't supposed to do that anymore. But mommy, why? But then what? So then where are you going? And then how'd that go? And then what'd you do? I'm like, you know what? You may be a reporter. Yes. Here's your notepad. Go report. I'm not your subject. It's up to us to help to cultivate that, to frame it and put it in some kind of contextual reference, and us not to limit what we see happening. But I promise you, at birth, God has placed inside of them who they're going to be. It's the world and its fears that come along and shape that process. Life tells you you can't. I was such an artist when I was young. Do we have anybody in here that likes to draw? What about paint? Who likes to work with clay? Oh, that was was my favorite. I even won, like, in the first grade, I won an award with the Houston Livestock and Rodeo. I made a cowboy, and I made him stirrups, and I made a barrel all out of clay, and I had never picked up clay a day before in my life. And to think it won, and then they gave me like $500. Yes! Yes! But then my dad said, because at that time, starving artists was a big deal. Girl, let me put in my daddy's voice. Girl. Let me get my fiance out. Girl. That's deep enough. You ain't gonna make no money doing this here art stuff. You gonna be a starving artist. Turn on the TV. You see they ain't making no money. At that time, they were actually in the news called starving artists. And I thought, oh, well, no, I wanna eat now. So we're gonna put these paints and we're gonna put this clay and these oil paints away. But I'm so glad that God is the author and finisher of my life, because he brought that right on back, and I'm artistic in different ways. I don't really have the patience anymore to kind of do that number one, two, three thing. I'm gonna, all over it. However, it's still a part of me. So discovery, that's something you do with your mom. That's something you sit down and you start to mull over. What do you look at? Do you see colors? Do you love animals? And here's the thing about it. It doesn't have to be dancing and singing all the time. It doesn't have to be sports. I love all of that. But everything has its place, and we serve a God that has millions of different facets and pieces of him, and you have a piece of him. It just may not look as shiny as you want it to right now. Does that make sense? Y'all still with me? Good. Next, you have to have a vision. We're gonna do that today. The thing with a vision is you have to really dream and think big. But think about what? Dream about what? See, that's the part that you're not actually completely in control of. Let it all happen. See, lately I've been having this vision of having like horses and cows, and I'm so not a country girl. I'm a city girl. I'm a Jack Yates alumni, Third Ward, Texas. Like, hello, there's nothing country about me. But I want land, and I'm trying to figure out where this vision is coming from. But do you remember I said someone created you, and he already predestined, ordered your steps. All you have to do is walk it out. And so moms, if we don't want this journey to take 40 years in the wilderness, when it was intended to be a 3-week journey, anybody caught that reference? Let's help them. Help them with the vision. Help them with what they see. Help them with expressing it in a bold way. And not, ain't nobody got time for that. We don't have that kind of money. It's really critical that we don't sabotage our visions with our conversation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things yet seen. So if you haven't seen it, you're probably on the right track. And if your dream sounds and your vision sounds completely undoable, yes! Because now you're in the area of God's sweet spot. He delights in impossibilities. Remember, it was somebody really young like you who had the lunch, who had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And everybody said, and he waited for everybody to say, we can't feed them, it's too many of them. It's at least 5,000 men. We can't. It's impossible. How's that gonna happen? Those are his buzzwords. When you start getting in that conversation, don't back down. Pray, lean in. He wants to make it happen. And most importantly, is you need balance. The questions were posed up here on the panel. How do you keep it all together when it starts to feel hectic? And the thing that I'll tell you about balance on a young people level is young people. Little girls, ladies, are we still with me? Uh-oh, we lost our position. I can't tell. We gotta sit like queens. There we go, they're back. They're back. Hey. The way you balance yourself is you have sports, right? You have friends, you have school, You have homework. You got what mommy said to do. You may have church activities, choir, praise dance, all these fun things. And then you have what God's putting on your heart. And the key is to do a little bit of all of it. We can't go full on into anything. Then we'd be out of balance. And that's how you maintain it. And that's something you should want to practice now, because as you get older and you start layering on more and more responsibilities, like us mommies, it gets really hard to maintain. Right? So when you think about balance, go back and list out everything that's important to you and then just put it in your schedule to make sure that happens. I like sleep. That's important to me. Is it important to any moms? Woo! It has everything to do with my countenance. It really dictates the level to which I talk to you like a human being. If I get a lot of it, hey! If I don't get much, good morning. So for me, that's a part of my balance. See how simple that is? Yeah. Now here's the critical part, strategy. Because you could do all the wrong things or all the right things, and then how do we know which one's which? Strategy. Now this is actually quite difficult to explain. There is a strategy to life. There's a strategy to everything. Monopoly, tic-tac-toe, dominoes. There's a strategy. So one of the most critical things you can do as a young lady or as a mom would be start to look for the strategy. Don't press against the wind. Don't keep doing it at the same time, frustrating yourself when you can find the easiest and least path to resistance. I want to bring up the kid panelists now. Okay, they told me earlier, you're here. That's what's awesome. But before I do, I get the pleasure of doing a little bit of an introduction to them. Our protection and all this streaming, we're going to leave that out, but we're going to find out. And I'm going to hashtag it later. Follow me on Facebook at neilthomas.com. I'm just saying. We're moving. Where you live? Austin, we moving. Okay.
Sometimes it is challenging, but when I'm at home, I spend 1 hour practicing my script, 1 hour doing homework, and 1 hour creating ideas for my business.
Like she said, it is hard, like when you're trying to go places and you have to miss school, and when people invite you to things, but you have to turn them down because this is a bigger opportunity for you in your career. So with being a kid and everything, I will have to miss some events, which is hard, but it's actually really worth it. And with school and everything, I try to make up all of my work before I go on the road trip, or if I'm on the road trip for wherever we're going, and doing the balancing the business and everything. Our momagers help us out with that, and they help us keep posting and telling people what's happening next as we're doing these other things. And I have a schedule. I start and end school at a certain time, and then I go and do my business things, which is checking emails, doing social media, going to cooking demonstrations. And then I have the rest of the time to have free time being a kid. And I like to play in the playground with my brothers. I like to sew and especially do golf.
I'm actually a junior in high school, so this year is very critical for colleges. So my dad does make me place a lot of emphasis for the school year. So education first, and so I definitely spend a lot of time on my business. I work probably 20 to 30 hours a week on top of school and 8 clubs. And so I'm very busy, so I do really try to make time to just relax, because it can be overwhelming sometimes. I am very sleep deprived all the time. And so I really do try to keep stuff balanced. Like, say that, for example, a couple of weeks ago I had the SAT. So I did have some clients, that I tried to talk to them and explain, okay, look, I have the SAT, I'm going to take this week off, so I hope you don't mind, but this is very important, SAT first, this is probably the easiest way to pay for college, so I do have to set aside work sometimes, I do have to set aside education sometimes, so it really depends, and I have to keep a balance between work and my education.
Okay, so fantastic. And I think because of, just for time, we had two more questions, but I'm going to sum it down to one. And it's short and sweet and punching, just boom, between the eyes as you can give these young ladies. What would be the best business advice you could give to other girls wanting to start their own business?
Well, I am going to go more in depth of some really good lessons on how to be an entrepreneur later on in my presentation. But right now, my basic tagline that I want all young girls and adults and moms to know is don't be discouraged by life's little stings, but get back up and spread your wings. So what that means is that you may make some mistakes in being an entrepreneur, and there may be some things that come up, but don't let those things drag you down. You need to keep on pursuing your dream, and instead of it being a dream, make it a reality. I'll say be confident, and once you start what you want to do, finish it and keep adding on to what you are trying to achieve. I'd say to never give up even if the challenges are hard, and never let anybody bring you down, because people will do that in life, but you have to keep going and pass that up. And I would say never give up. Try to accomplish your dreams, even when somebody says you can't do it. Just know in your heart that you can do it if you think.
I would say to make sure that your business is something that you're passionate about, because there's always going to be a time when something is frustrating, it's not working. For example, my website was down for almost a month because of issues with the server. And so you're going to want to give up. So if you pick something that you really care about, you're going to work through that, and you're going to pursue it and make sure that it becomes a reality.
Wow. You guys, so between not getting stung, never giving up, staying focused, having fun, making sure it's something you like, I have been so inspired by these kidpreneurs.
Hi, it's Business Baby, Mommy and Me Vision Board Party Expo. So right now I have with me
Sade Rogers.
Sade and
Elena.
Sade and Elena. It is a mother and daughter that came to the event. So when you first saw the flyer and heard the information, well, you was like, do I want to go? Do I not want to go? How did you feel about it?
I wanted to go, just didn't know what I was getting into.
Right.
So at first I was kind of skeptical, but I knew that 2016 was my year where I said I wanted to focus on me and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a good thing for me to say, hey, me and my daughter can go and learn something.
Okay. So now that you've come, what do you think about it? You know, Saturday you want to play and have other stuff to do, but now you're here. Are you enjoying it? You having fun?
I am.
So what did you learn? What have you seen?
I learned that God has created us besides all of this that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of famous people didn't really need that money. They use it for donations too.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what are you going to take from this?
That you can do a business whatever you like, and you don't have to earn money. You can just do it for fun.
Okay. So do you think, you know, from the things that you've seen her do, it's like, okay, we're going to push this through, we're going to critique it, we're going to mold this into something?
Yes, for both of us.
Okay.
So, for both. There's something that I've been wanting to do, and she's always coming home with the idea.
Okay.
So there's definitely some new changes for 2016.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking time with us, Business Baby, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you.
We're here at the Mom and Me event, and we are at the table with Young Living. So tell us a little bit about your business and why you decided to be a part of this event.
Well, I think the fact that with, you know, there's so many moms and there's children that they're going to need, you know,
I mean, every mom wants to keep their child healthy. So if you want to keep your child healthy, you want to find a way to do it as natural as possible. So with our oils and different products and supplements, we're able to, you know, help mothers, you know, see that there is another way of doing things. You can be natural and it be good for both you and your children.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, thank you again for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
It's a business, baby. Okay. So, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for allowing us to interview you today with IBB. And tell us the name of your company.
The name of my company is It's a Shoe Thing.
It's a Shoe Thing. So It's a Shoe Thing decided to partner with Mama and me at this event today. So what made you decide to become a part of this event and to say, you know, I think this would be a good fit?
Well, I had an event in November with a lady that I do events with often. Mm-hmm. And she posted something on Facebook regarding the event. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Walton commented and said that this would be perfect. My company would be perfect for the Mommy and Me event. And I'm still trying to get my name out there. So I thought that this would be a great event. And plus, it's moms.
Right.
And I'm selling shoes, heels specifically.
Right.
As of right now. So I thought it would be a good idea to get out and get my face shown, get my company known a little bit more. And just network.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time out to interview with this business baby.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's Business Baby, and we are on today at the Mommy and Me Vision Board Expo, and we are talking with
Richik.
So, how did you hear about the event, and what made you want to be a part of it?
I actually found out about the event on Eventbrite.com. And so I learned that it was for young entrepreneurs and mom entrepreneurs. And me, myself, being a young entrepreneur, I've been a serial entrepreneur since I was 9, actually. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to take this chance to go and talk to other young entrepreneurs or kids that want to be entrepreneurs. Next month, I'm actually starting my own YouTube channel where I will give tips for these young entrepreneurs and how to market themselves, business tips, my own personal experiences, mistakes that I've made, successes, etc. So it'll cover a lot of different topics with that.
Well, that's interesting that you're going to do it on a mistake that you made, because so many people, not to say so much, try to push it down, but they don't want to talk about it a lot. That we know everybody have those issues, and we learn from our mistakes, we mess up, and like, well, what happened? And we try to go figure it out. So you want to talk about that. It's really good.
You see, that's the main reason that I'm good at business. Okay, I have made so many mistakes. For example, when I was 12, I made a website, and that website ended up becoming it was worth around $30,000 at its peak. And so, you see, I didn't know how to use the platform, and so I spent hours and hours trying to figure out how to do it correctly.
Right.
And if I had just learned, taken a course online, I would have learned how to do it in 2 or 3 hours rather than struggled with it for like 20 to 30 hours. Not actually 20 to 30 hours, just for example.
Okay.
So it's just, yes, I make mistakes. My first business was a failure, but you know what? The businesses after that are successful because of that failure.
Right.
So that's why I want to take my mistakes and I want to use those mistakes to learn from them and to enhance them and make sure that the next businesses that I run and own are more successful. And mistakes are how you become successful. Right. It's not a mistake. It's one step closer to success.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for taking the time to talk with this business baby. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the event. And, of course, much success with you and your business and your YouTube channel. We're on again with this business baby. We're still here at the Millionaire Mommy Society with the Mommy and Me event, Vision Board Expo. And we are here with
Lachey
and
London
Schuler and Lachey. So it's mom and daughter. So tell us, what made you come to this event? When you saw the flyer and you said, oh, there's something for us to go to, what made you decide to go ahead and come out?
We love to empower and embrace other women and children, girls. Mm-hmm. So once we heard about the event, we decided to reach out and be a part of this great event.
Okay, so what do you think so far?
It's wonderful. It's been nice. Very nice. Very informative. Mm-hmm. Very positive. Very warm. Very welcoming.
So what are your thoughts? You came here on a Saturday and said, oh, I could go do something else. So what do you think about the event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how do you feel about the event? It was what? It's been what?
Awesome.
There you have it. Awesome. Awesome. So you get ready to go into the parent side and the kid side. So what do you think about the separation of, you know, you doing your thing and then putting her over on the other side of that wall and she gets some exposure, some experience and things that she needs?
It's just a part of that cord cutting. You have to be able to embrace letting your children be themselves and be on their own at some point.
Right. Well, thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the event that's going on today. And thank you again for letting us business, baby.
You're welcome. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, ladies.